Well, here we are again, Doc. You know, our little chats are starting to become the highlight of my week, mister. I just love telling you my little story. It feels very freeing in a weird way. As though there are shackles being taken off my wrists. Know what I mean? But I'm not here to talk about shackles coming off today. I've been waiting all week, just thinking about what to talk about with you. I want to jump ahead from where we were last time. Is that okay, Doc? You wouldn't mind if you and I moved a little faster, do you? I've just had nothing to do except think about this little meeting of ours all week. And I don't want to ruin it by dragging things out or boring you. This story isn't all that interesting anyways. I've told you the most important part already, about discovering how amazing sex could be with a different partner. I don't really need to tell you about every little adventure I had, right? Only the ones that brought me here, right? So you could talk to me and listen to me and help me. I need your help so badly, sir. I'm such a fucking whore. I want to get better. Really, I do. It's just that I love getting fucked, Doctor. I love it so much. But I know that you know what's best for me. I wouldn't be here if you didn't, right? All the girls say that you know what's best, and I promise that I'll do anything you tell me to, Doc. I guess that's just to sit here and keep telling you my little stories, huh? I can do that. I can be a good girl and sit here and tell you everything you want to know. I'll tell you all about the moment when I really, really began to realize that I had a problem. It was a while after my early encounters, and I was really starting to understand how fun it could be to be really naughty. I was down at a pool hall, just trying to entertain myself. Do you play pool, Doc? Maybe someday we could meet up outside of this place, at a pool hall, and you could teach me to play. Aw, come on. I don't think it would be too inappropriate. After all, those men there at the pool hall wanted to teach me that day, and none of them found it inappropriate, Doctor. I missed shot after shot, and as I kept struggling and struggling, different men kept offering to help. They were so nice, Doc. Coming up behind me, holding my hands in the right spots with their bodies pressed up against mine. They bent me over the table time after time, and I ground my ass against the front of their jeans as they helped me. Don't you think it sounds fun? You'd help me like that if we met up to play sometime, right? Well, what do you mean that isn't going to happen? You really are no fun sometimes, you know that?
Fine.
I know, story time. So these men at the pool hall, they kept coming up to me, offering to help. But every time as I ground my body against theirs, our shots continued to miss, sometimes worse than when they didn't help at all. I started to suspect, Doc, that they didn't really care about playing pool at all. But they seemed like they didn't want to be too aggressive, so I had to do it for them. I called a few of them over my way and bent over the table again. As one guy put his arms on either side of me, I turned around, leaving the cue on the table, and leaned in to nibble his neck, all while I reached past him on either side to run my hands down the bodies of the next closest men. They got the idea pretty quickly, as did the other men in the place, when I looked at them with a little smile and a lick of my lips, and before I knew it, they were all around me. I stepped away from the table so that they could surround me completely, and ever so slowly went to my knees. Doc, I know you think that I'm here because I've been bad, but really, that's not me. I just love to be a good girl, which is why I looked up at all those men and asked them to use me however they fucking wanted. Everything that happened after that is burned into my memory, Doctor. I put my mouth on the cock of the man directly in front of me, feeling his bulge grow in my mouth through the fabric of his jeans. With my mouth on his cock, I looked up at him, pleading with my eyes for him to undo his pants and push it into my waiting throat. While my mouth is busy, I reach to my sides as the next men pulled out their cocks and let me start to stroke them. It wasn't long before I was surrounded by cocks, moving from one to the next, sucking and licking and stroking each and every one. I didn't know how many men there were around me, and I didn't care. All I knew is that I wanted to taste and please them all. I played with their balls and swirled my tongue around their gorgeous cocks, loving all of their different shapes and sizes. I don't know how long I was on my knees. All I knew was that my mouth was being used by man after man, and tears were streaming down my face, ruining my makeup from the force of them fucking my mouth. I was...
Hey, did you just twitch, Doc?
You did. I saw you.
Do you like the idea of those pretty black tears rolling down my face as I gag? You know, it doesn't have to just be an idea. It's just you and me here. All you have to do is tell me to get down on my knees and I'll be a good girl for you too. Just like I was in that pool hall.
I knew you'd say no. You're so predictable, Doc.
Don't you think it would be fun to just be a little spontaneous?
Fine.
I just think things could be more fun if you weren't so serious all the time.
Okay, back to the story.
You know, part of me thinks that you get off just listening to me tell you what a little slut I can be. Well, if that's all you want, then that's what I'll give you, sir. I know how to give a man exactly what he wants. So where was I? Right. I was on my knees, getting my face fucked like a good little girl. I could hear them talking, but my mind was too lost to understand them. All I could focus on were the hands on the back of my head, forcing me down onto cock after cock. And then it stopped. The chatter, the face fucking. Just for a moment, silence. And as I opened my mouth to protest, a single voice cut through the air. I remember it so clearly because it was so fucking chilling.
"Get her on the table," he said.
That's it. 5 simple words, but the commanding tone in his voice may have been the sexiest fucking thing I'd ever heard. I was still thinking about it when I felt hands all over me, lifting me into the air and onto the table, and in an instant there was a body on top of me, hiking my skirt up, pulling my panties to the side. I don't know who he was, and I didn't care. All I wanted was to be full of cock and cum. I closed my eyes and opened my mouth, sticking out my tongue so they could use me like the perfect little whore I was. The perfect little whore I am. It was incredible and overwhelming and so fucking hot, just giving up control and letting these men use me however they wanted. One after another, they fucked my mouth and my pussy and my tight little ass, and I loved every second of it. And then, Doc, you need to understand. Do you cook much? Have you ever felt a knife? Like, really felt it? I thought I had before, but I never really understood, to be honest. I'd never really felt one until that moment, when one of the men began to slide the tip of a blade up my body. I couldn't breathe, couldn't do anything really, except for focus on the thrilling sensation of that cold, sharp metal slowly scraping its way across my skin from my waist all the way to my neckline, ever so slightly scratching across my skin until I was lying there surrounded by the shredded remains of my top. He held the blade against my flesh as he fucked me. And just that feeling, Doc, of the tip of his knife pressed into my flesh.
God, it came so fucking hard. It was incredible. As my leg shook coming down off the orgasm, he filled my pussy with his cum. And almost immediately, there was another man on top of me, forcing himself into my ass. One after another, sometimes two at a time, they came in me and on me, treating me like a little fucking cum slut. And I loved it. Loved every second of it. Loved being full of cum and covered in cum. And I craved it from each and every one of them. I still crave it today, Doc. But it looks like, sadly, our time is up again. Maybe next time, handsome.